YouTube, just absolute pain. What a tough series. The Padres get absolutely swept in St. Louis. And you just knew the blue balls was gonna come right at the end there. I told y'all, everyone getting excited. The blue balls coming right at the end there. Robinson Cano, bases loaded, gives an absolute charge into the baseball. And it was oh so close, man. The pain of this team. I'm telling you, there's a lot of baseball teams that lose games, but the way that the city of San Diego loses games is really, really tough. I mean, oh, the way they lost today's game. Cano brings a charge into the ball. They pinch hit him. It's flying. Don Orsillo's raising his voice. Cano puts one in. It's going, and it's caught by Bader, whoever it was. Just, it hurts my heart, the heartbreak of this team. How's it going, everybody? My name's Borna, aka Ha here. The Padres get swept for the first time this season, and it comes at the hands of the St. Louis Cardinals. The Padres started this series 4 games ahead of the Cardinals in the wild card standings. Now they are just 1 game ahead of the St. Louis Cardinals. The Padres find themselves at 30 and 20. The Cardinals find themselves at 29 and 21. If you're having lunch, if you're on your work day, I'm choosing to work from home. I'm taking my lunch right now so I can do my post-game show for everybody. How's it going? My name's Borna AK Hogg. This has been brought to you by betonline.ag, your number one source for all betting needs. Padres fans, I'm telling you, right at the end, the San Diego Padres had their chance. They had their moment, and it was going to be Robinson Cano to open it up for Slam Diego. And it was just really, really painful to see that it didn't go our way. Listen, we need to talk about this offense, okay? We need to talk about this offense badly. Badly. Yu Darvish today, 7 2/3, 5 earned runs. And believe it or not, I thought Yu Darvish was fantastic today. I thought Yu Darvish was fantastic today. And you're going to look at that stat score and you're going to look at those things and you're going to be like, Hog, what are you talking about? The efficiency from Darvish today. And by the way, he had 4 strikeouts. There was a big moment in the game where he didn't even have anything. But chat, this is time now where something needs to be done by this Padres offense. Something needs to be done now. Something needs to happen now from the San Diego Padres offense. Take a look at the Robinson Cano ball that he hit. 101 miles per hour, 376. It just died right at the end. But I'm telling you, chat, something needs to happen with this Padres offense right now. I don't know what AJ Preller's doing, but he needs to figure this out right now. By the way, that Robinson Cano ball, it would have been out if he was on his roids. I'm telling you though, we've known that this Padres offense was going to be bad at the start of the year. It was held up by Machado, Hosmer, their hot starts. We all knew that. We knew that Hosmer, the April Hosmer stuff, was the truth, and he was predictably going to come back down to earth, which is what we've seen with this 250 slash line in the month of May. But we haven't seen the regression from the other Padres in the positive direction that would have made you give hope that it's okay if Machado, it's okay if Hosmer comes back down to reality. Because Jake Cronenworth is a big name, is a big name that you would have hoped to see that positive regression in turn if you saw that Hosmer negative regression. Tossing Azokar, Cano, Kim, Nola, Alcantara, all of these names out there, it's crazy to think that you're going to get offense with a $200 million payroll. I'll say those list of names again. Azokar, who was in Double A a year ago. Robinson Cano, who's about to turn 100 years old. Austin Nola, who's been anything but, excuse me, miserable in San Diego. Alcantara, sure. He hit 400 in AAA. You know who else did Austin Hedges? You know who else did Trace Thompson? Ha-Sung Kim? Everybody, I understand he's a plus defender, but let's be real. And Austin Nola, in which Austin Hedges has 3 more home runs than him. Listen, I would try and hope to still believe in Trent Grisham. I would still and hope to believe, all right, in Jake Cronenworth. But right now, it's hard to. There are so many black holes on this baseball team right now. But now when does it come to the point where we need to start pointing our fingers to a more deep-rooted internal issue? That's when it comes to that point. Guys who have proven track records like Luke Voit are regressing, but now Luke Voit is starting to look better, whereas other teams like San Francisco, Milwaukee, Tampa Bay, all they do is make broken guys play like all-stars. I mean, look at Manny Margot. Look at Luis Urias. Look at all these guys. Look at Ty France. I think we need to ban Ty France. So how much longer do we complain about the guys that are on the team versus how much do we start complaining about the guys within the major league level, within the roots, AJ Preller, his regime. We talked about this last year. We talked about it that, listen, you cannot fire AJ Preller because we are way too big. We are way too deep into this rebuild. We are way too deep. If you were to fire Preller, you would have to strip down everything, which is an issue. But nothing about this team's approach at the plate right now, Padres fans, seems like they are steering in the right direction. I mean, why would adding a productive bat suggest anything other than that bat becoming immediately unproductive? Mitch Moreland, Austin Nola, Adam Frazier. These are all names that we discuss. So my question to you is, what optimism do you have that adding a bat that's hitting 350 in a Kansas City like Benintendi isn't just going to come to the beautiful sunny city of San Diego and hit 210 with a 280 OPS? On base percentage. So at a certain point, we're at a situation where we just need to figure out and exhaust all options. I'll give you one. There is no reason right now where Alcantara should be on this big league club. There is just no reason. We need to find options. We need to find offense elsewhere. I mean, what about bringing up Esteri Ruiz, who's hitting the shit out of the ball in Double-A? What about giving Luis Campisano a chance? You want to give CJ Abrams another chance? I don't see us making a trade for another month. Let's be real. Okay, where's everybody tuning in from? And again, I want to keep the why not us going because it's important that in times of crisis, in times of rock bottom, it's important for us to still keep the faith. We have to keep a relative meter from where we're looking at. We're 30% through the season. We don't have Fernando Tatis Jr. We are 10 games above 500. That is okay. What's not okay is this offense, and what needs to be fixed immediately is this offense. Using some deductions and educational inferences, it's probably likely a fair deduction to say that AJ Preller won't be making a move for at least another 30 days until we get into July. So, what needs to be done now? We need to go and try more options internally. I know we've already exhausted some, but we need to exhaust more options internally. Again, this has been brought to you by betonline.ag, your number one source for all betting needs. Bringing up Ruiz, can we just let Campy catch? And what about CJ Abrams? Profar and Voit have experienced positive regression. So those are good things today. But you take a look at the Padres game in St. Louis. Listen, it was Yu Darvish going 7 2/3, 5 earned runs. I think he was a lot better than that. And Dakota Hudson, I believe, 7 innings, 1 earned run. Dakota Hudson was just better today. The Cardinals have great starting pitching. He only allowed 4 hits. But how much of the credit to Cardinals starting pitching is it that the pitcher is actually good, or is it the awful offense from the San Diego Padres? Again, if you guys are new to the channel as well, I hope you subscribe, join the Hogwatch. Follow me on Instagram here at the Hogwatch. It goes a long way. Listen, I know the growth has been slower a little bit lately, but if we hit 4,000 subscribers, we got 25 or something to go. If we hit 4,000 subscribers by June 10th, I will be giving away a Bill Chrismat jersey. So let's go ahead and subscribe to the channel if you are new. But chat, this is just awful right now. I mean, how much longer can we suffer through this? What does AJ Preller need to do? It's frustrating that over half of this lineup, you just feel like there's a zero chance to tie it up with a bomb. You need 3+ hits in an inning from an offense, okay? This Padre team, you need 3+ hits per inning from them to give you hope that they're going to generate some runs. But this team can damn near get 3 hits in a game. So, you know, this is where ADHD and other guys are correct when you talk about the slugging. At least try and maybe find some guys. But it's time to make some roster moves. The offense is absolutely dreadful right now. The offense is absolutely dreadful. I think the Padres are dead last in barrel percentage in Major League Baseball. Take a look at this, everybody. Take a look at this barrel percentage. Okay? This is an ugly statistic. This is an ugly, ugly statistic if you want to see one right here. I mean, here, and these are, you know, these stats are just getting more and more advanced. We can do whatever we want. I can show you different pictures any day of the week. But take a look at this. Padres dead last In barrel percentage? I mean, take a look at that. That's bad. That's bad. Okay? So listen. It's a similar issue to last year. So how much longer can we do this? How much longer can we do this as an offense? And where do you find answers internally? So that's the question. Because it seems like teams, I mean, maybe, but if AJ Preller can't wait, he may have to overpay. And teams know that Preller, obviously, they don't love doing trades with them, but the ones that they do, there's leverage. So this is Welcome to the San Diego Padres St. Louis Cardinals postgame show. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. Hog here. It's been a treacherous, it's been a brutal last week for the San Diego Padres. And let's be real, it hasn't been fun to watch right now. It has not been fun to watch at all right now from the San Diego Padres and this baseball teams. Were you guys okay with pinch hitting Cano there? I was thinking Alfaro there, maybe even Will Myers, but I don't know why they went with Cano. Obviously, it shut me up that he was pretty close to going deep there. But man, just an awful, awful game today from the San Diego Padres. We aren't doing much this year until this offense improves, okay? But here's things that I still don't understand. Why are guys like Alcantara on this roster? It just makes no sense. Listen, this team is not going to go anywhere when we run a lineup out every day with 5 to 7 automatic outs. I don't care how good our pitching is. We need this offense to be okay. But they're not okay right now. They are absolutely awful right now. And it's tough because those broadcasters, shout out Jesse Agler, shout out some other people, they gave me a heart attack on that call with their emotions, thinking that it was going to be okay. Did we get retired 17 times in a row today? That is absolutely brutal. The Padres reports from Dennis Lynn in a sweep by the Cardinals lost 3 consecutive games for the first time this year. Yu Darvish went more than 7 2/3 for the first time since 2019. A key piece remains missing, but the offense continues to look considerably worse than it did in 2021. Considerably worse than it did in 2021. Chat, this offense is incredibly bad right now. And of course, Dakota Hudson is finished after 7 innings. He allowed only 1 run. Let's get into the top hog washes of the day. We ready for this? This was brutal, chat. This was just a brutal, brutal series. And this is a series that you would love to forget. My top hogs of the day, number 1 being Luke Voit. It wasn't just the home run in the 9th. It was drawing the walks. It's the plate appearances right now from Luke Voit that really start to give you optimism from the San Diego Padres team, at least for him specifically on a regression scale. I mean, it looks like Luke Voit is maybe, and I mean maybe, starting to go in the right direction. I mean, I would hope maybe is starting to go in the right direction for this offense. And you guys may want to disagree with me on this, but I gave another top hog to Yu Darvish, okay? I gave a top hog to Yu Darvish, and I understand that you guys may disagree with me and be like, hog, that is absolutely insane. A pitcher who allowed 5 runs and 7 2/3. Yu Darvish has gotten so unlucky all year long. So much of his earned runs have been runs that he didn't even, it was inherited runs, but it was relievers screwing it up for him. You saw Chris Matt do it again today. Yu Darvish is doing literally what he needs to do. He has the most masked ERA in all of baseball. I don't care that it's over 4 now. Yu Darvish is literally continuously doing his job for the San Diego Padres, guys. Don't look at his final stats. Watch the game. He literally preserved the bullpen today. And all he was doing was getting outs at an efficient clip. I mean, the starters deserve it every single night. How much longer do we need to wait for this offense? And chat, listen, I'm going to tell you how it is. And again, smash the like button if you're new to the channel. We have over 100 people in here. If we can get this thing to 50 likes, it would greatly support me out on the channel. And again, we have 27 subscribers to go before we hit 4,000 subscribers. Let's try and hit that by June 10th. And if so, I will be giving away a Nabil Crismat jersey. All you need to do is subscribe to the channel and follow me on Instagram right here at The Hog Watch. Also, shoot Hog a follow on Twitter at The Hog Watch. Let's get to 2K on Twitter. Twitter, as well as Apple Podcasts. We are on the podcast forums. Thank you for all your five-star reviews, everybody. But I'm telling you right now, Darvish has been doing his job. Now, I don't really know what to do. Okay, I don't really know what to do in terms of a hogwash tonight. Because right now, I don't even know. I didn't really give out a hogwash. The hogwash is just this team. I mean, there's tons of guys who are 0-4. I mean, Eric Hosmer had another 0-4 day today. You could give it to Grisham. Maybe you guys would say I should give it to Eric Hosmer. Up to you guys. I didn't really give out a hogwash today because it just feels like this whole team deserves it. It probably should be Eric Hosmer. Wouldn't you guys agree so? Maybe I'll make an updated switch to that chart. But it seems like Eric Hosmer likely needs to be going down again on the standings because right now with Haas, it's just not happening. It's just not happening. Another 0-4 day. But that's your post-game recap, everybody. Cardinals, Padres. We're going to be continuing the live stream show. Those were your top hogs, hogwashes of the day. Keep the faith, everybody. Smash the like button. Been brought to you by betonline.ag. Peace. All right, chat. Chat, you know, I don't know what to do. You know, is it Ha-Sung Kim again? I mean, is it Ha-Sung Kim again who's been struggling? What is it with Ha-Sung Kim? And again, I understand he had the hit today. But the reason he doesn't pull the ball over is because he's late to everything. He's late to everything. And I just don't know how much longer, okay? How much longer we can do this? How much longer can we do this as a team? It's really, really tough today, chat, from the San Diego Padres. So what's your general thoughts, chat, from the game today? I mean, they were hanging in there. The Padres struck first. You would have thought that it was going to be a chance for this team to finally get it going, to finally at least salvage the series. I would have felt a lot better if the San Diego Padres at least just salvaged this series. Just find a way to salvage the series, and they couldn't do it. They get swept in St. Louis. And chat, this was the easiest game. This was the easiest series on the trip. And now you got to go to Milwaukee tomorrow and face the Brewers, face Corbin Burns. I mean, thank God they don't have Brandon Woodruff and company. But chat, it's just going to get harder from here. It's just going to get harder. So, well, I mean, what do we do? What's the next move here? My question to you guys is, who should they call up next? Who should they call up next in this offense? Is there anybody to call up next here? I mean, do you try and go Ruiz? Do you try and go Campisano? I just don't know what they should do next from an offensive standpoint. And this is on AJ Preller, okay? I'm going to tell you guys how it is right now. There are a lot of people, okay? There are a lot of people on Twitter who are obsessed with AJ Preller. They are just obsessed with him, maybe because they've talked to him, maybe because they have an insight on him, but just maybe because that they have a rapport, some rapport with AJ Preller to the point where they can never talk negatively about the guy. None of this is Peter Seidler's fault. He has been so open into just eating up his checkbook, depleting his funds, and this is what we're doing with the $200+ million roster. I understand that AJ Preller thought that there was a formula to winning games and it was with really good pitching and an average offense. But chat, the offense isn't even average right now. This is on pace to be a historically awful offense. Chat, we are on pace. I'm telling you again, we are on pace to have a historically awful offense. And I don't know how much longer we can do it. We thought that the slugging would be down in Major League Baseball and that would help the San Diego Padres. But chat, this is just awful right now. I mean, this team cannot score more than 2 runs per game. And it comes to the point where it's like, how much longer is this even sustainable for the San Diego Padres right now? Because right now, I don't even think it's sustainable. We're going to hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin on the Padres postgame show again. The Padres get swept for the first time all year, which is crazy. Also, here are your updated top hogwash standings, okay? I gave a hogwash to Eric Hosmer. He deserved it. He's hitting 155. And it's just been pretty brutal for Haas. So I'm giving Haas, a hogwash today. And here's your updated standings, chat. Here it is. And it's this simple, okay? As Jeff says it. I think the Padres have hit rock bottom offensively. The issue is the trade market isn't ready to go just yet, as Jeff says. You got to bring up the minor league guys. Again, exhaust all options. All options. I'm tweeting this in the minors. CJ. I mean, let's try Campy, CJ, Ruiz, Rooker, Mazzara. Anything. Anything. And it's looking like Toddy's, you know, wrist is still not ready to go. Let's hear from Padres skipper Bob Melvin on this brutal series to the St. Louis Cardinals. Let's see how the skipper is able to, you know, handle this.
Control. I had good stuff the entire game. You know, when you're dealing with a small margin error, you know, with offensively not scoring any runs, it makes it a little bit more difficult. But again, another really good start from him. I wanted to give him a chance to finish that game. You know, probably should have just walked Arenado and let him go after the next guy. But another really good start from him.
Hudson was pretty tough on the other side, keeping the ball on the ground.
He was. You know, our approach is trying to come in, stay inside him a little bit. You know, we had a couple good at-bats. First two at-bats of the game were really good. Felt, you know, a little different offensively and had some momentum and just couldn't follow it up till the ninth again. You know, our best bats are coming later in the game, but at this point right now, during the stretch here we're in right now, we're just falling a little short.
Feel like you say just a little short. You're one pitch, one play away from these games being indifferent.
Yeah, and you know, I thought Robbie hit that ball a little bit better. I mean, it looked like maybe the gap, but you know, we're just in one of those things where we're just falling a little bit short. It's frustrating for us, but you know, you just keep working, keep fighting your way out.
What was the difference between the middle of the game and the first inning with Hudson?
Well, I mean, a lot of times you get
Again, everybody, Melvin's going to say it again. A lot of times you see a starting pitcher that takes time to settle in. They were able to get to him in the first inning. But I'm telling you all, Hudson was bad in the first. You needed to get more runs. Ha-Sung Kim had a chance with runners on second and third, I believe, one out. I just don't know how much longer he can be in this lineup. I mean, there's no one's doing anything offensively right now. It's just they could have scored a lot more runs there, and it could have been a lot better.
Well, I mean, a lot of times you get a starter before he gets into his rhythm. The first inning are usually when they're the most vulnerable. But it just felt, you know, just much better after a couple at bats. We got a one-run lead, and you know, just couldn't muster anything after that. He started getting the ball down, and you know, we're trying to pull some balls and pulling them on the ground. It's what he does is keep the ball on the ground. And, you know, our approach and or his stuff probably got better as the game went along.
It sounds like you were second-guessing yourself on Nolan. Is that just your faith in Darvish at that point?
By the way, listen to this chat. The Padres' run totals in the last 9 games. 3, which was a win. 1-1. 4, which was a win. 2-4, which was a win. 3-2-2. 3-6 in those 9.
Just walk him. I should have just walked him, right, and let him try to finish the game there. We were trying to pitch around him a little bit, but, you know, I should have just taken that out of his hands.
What was Will Myers' status today?
He got it wasn't a cortisone shot, but got a shot in his knee, just kind of one of those silicone-type things that takes basically a day, but he should be good to go tomorrow.
How big was the length that Darvish gave you to save your bullpen with the stretch of 31 games?
It is, but our starters have been saving us all year. I mean, they've been going deep in games. It hasn't really been too big of an issue, really, at any point in time this year. You know, maybe less a couple games where our bullpen was a little bit taxed, but our starters have been doing that all year.
Game adventures, it seemed like, you know, on that drive by Kim in the first inning, if that falls but Bader makes a diving catch, it could be a different game.
No doubt about it. You know, and it's terrific center fielder, one of the best in the league, if not the best. So, game of inches as far as, you know, the first inning goes. That's another couple runs. We're ahead 3-0 potentially, but give them credit. Made a great play.
It's great again. The San Diego Padres. And, guys, I'm telling you, tons of blue balls as well for the San Diego Padres. I mean, right at the end, can anybody find that Robinson Cano clip, man? It just looked like – it literally looked like Cano was about to go boom, boom there. I mean, chat, what was your – honestly, chat, what was your guys' reaction to Cano in that late inning charge? I mean, 2 outs, right? Bases loaded. Cano, don't you know? Honestly, what were y'all's thoughts there? I thought he did it. I want to see if I can find the clip of Robinson Cano. It was just so unfortunate. It was so close, man. I thought he had hit it out, but Take a look at this picture, man, from the Cano play. Let me see if I can find it for y'all. Look at this, chat. Yeah, I was like, that's Schwindel out. But seriously, y'all, here's another thing we need to remember. It would be a home run in 4 out of 30 parts. Here's something that we need to remember, too. How many games did we win like these earlier on in the year? How many games did we win like this? So we are complaining right now, but we were always overperforming. And we were always overachieving. Let's not kid ourselves. This team had no business being 13 games over 500. No business being 13 games over 500. So, you know, it's tough, but remember that Patrick Schwindel game. Or, you know, I can't name them all at the top of my head, but there was a lot of games we had no business winning. Hog, would it be legal for you to essentially call the game in real time? Yeah. Would you guys want me to call games? I think I'm doing a full play-by-play with Glick maybe on Monday for Padres Mets if you guys want to, if I should do that on YouTube. But yeah, listen, we're 30 and 20. Like, this could be a lot worse right now. Chat, let me put this into perspective for y'all. And again, guys, subscribe to the channel. Turn on those post bell notifications. This has been brought to you by betonline.ag. Your number one source for all betting needs. Take a look at this, chat. All right? This is very interesting. Team leaders, home runs, 2022. As of June 1st, the Padres are at the bottom. Look at the teams that are with them. Cleveland won't contend. Cincinnati is awful. The Sox have been bad. Baltimore's not going to contend. Pittsburgh's bad. Kansas City's awful. Oakland's bad. Washington's bad. Detroit's bad. Guys, let's be real here. We have no business being 30 and 20 when you take a look at this. It should be a delight, okay? It should be a delight that the Padres are 30 and 20 right now. It's pretty incredible that they are 30 and 20 and they are in this area in terms of home runs. It's incredible, isn't it? Bottom third. Padres rank 26th in home runs. Look at the teams around them. No, I can do play by plays. I'll do it. But I'm telling y'all, look at the teams around them. ADHD was right, needs to be an emoji. We're working on those. But it is what it is, chat. By the way, Will Myers got an injection in his inflamed knee last night. He's hoping to be back in the lineup tomorrow. So we'll notice things about that. We'll see. Can we all agree that the last 9 Padres games have just been so not fun to watch? Can we all agree that we've been forcing ourselves here? The Pirates series sucked. The Brewers series sucked. This series sucked. We're going to Milwaukee tomorrow. They're number 2 in home runs behind the Yankees. Going to be a tough series. I mean, here's what's even worse. Who do we have to face? All right? Here's what's even worse. Who do we have to face in Milwaukee? Okay? Tomorrow. Adrian Hauser, Sean Manaea. Gabriel, thank you so much for your donation, man. This front office looks at results like 2020 and doesn't adapt because they assumed Will could lead us in OPS again. Of course, they sat on their hands. Listen, Gabriel, I don't think they sat on their hands. Listen, I don't want to completely screw the front office and say that, but here's something that I've noticed from this front office, okay? And thank you for your donation. The front office, okay, they calculated a different way to win baseball games. They said, listen, we cannot spend $300, $400 million. We're already locked in on some tough contracts. Not having Fernando is a big blow to this team. Remember that. It's a big blow. They were predicated on amazing starting pitching and good defense to win them games. AJ Preller went ahead and made some other moves and got somebody like a Luke Voit to potentially help bolster this offense and help them out a little bit. AJ Preller tried to make little tweaks here or there on the offensive side of the ball. But besides that, I mean, basically the same guys, he was hoping for internal development from guys like Ha-Sung Kim, right? But the issue is, it just wasn't enough offensively. It wasn't enough offensively. And considering how bad this team is offensively, it doesn't matter how good the starting pitching is. And it's starting to kill this team. It's starting to kill this team. Break It Down says Cronenworth's on pace to hit 12 home runs this year. Are you surprised about that? I'm not. Jeff's not. ADHD's not. Harrison's not. I don't want to spend too much more time on the Jake Cronenworth thing because that's something where you guys know what I feel about that and where our sentiment is on that. It is what it is. We told you so. He is who he is. He's a 240 hitter when he's going. He's a 240 hitter who's going to hit 13 home runs and be a really plus defender and be a 2.5 WAR player. It's that simple. But listen, it's not sustainable trying to build teams to win 2-1 baseball games. It's not. Maybe against good teams at times, but they cannot be relying on this team to win the way they are right now. Because now, it's not like starting pitchers need to be good, everybody. Starting pitchers need to be perfect. They need to be perfect. What results in them knowing that they need to be perfect, it increases the intensity, the strain, the pressure, and thus the stress of their pitches in the innings, and it just becomes an absolute shit show. It becomes a shit show. And at the end of the day, they cannot continue at this clip. What do we remember about last season, everybody? Again, welcome to the live stream show. If you're new to the channel, I hope you subscribe. Join the Hogwatch for year-round San Diego Padres content. We are releasing merchandise very, very soon. I cannot wait. Maybe starting off with a few t-shirts on an exclusive pre-sale. Follow me on Instagram at the Hogwatch for more info on that. We let you know when we go live after every single San Diego Padres game. Even I'm showing you guys absolute pain from today. Follow me on Apple Podcasts. Listen to us there and also follow me on Twitter. And if you guys don't know, I'm saying it again. If we hit 4,000 subscribers by June 10th, I will be giving away in the Bill Crismat jersey. I just gave away a Manny Machado bobblehead as well. But come on. How much longer can we really do anything about the San Diego Padres offense? This was a pathetic series in St. Louis. AJ Preller needs to hit the phones now. The issue is, chat, no one wants to do trades right now. It's June 1st. Happy June, everybody. But why would any team would want to make a trade right now? They can wait. They can get closer to the deadline. So I just don't know why that would be a scenario for this baseball team right now. It's been a tough series. And again, the pitching is never the issue. We can all agree that every time we have a pitcher going on the mound tomorrow, we feel like we have a good chance. But the issue is the offense absolutely sucks. We have Sean Manaea going again tomorrow. He's going to be a $100 million pitcher. Yet, are you optimistic that we can score two runs off Adrian Hauser? And it's frustrating. And I'm telling you all, it is so frustrating when I see people complain about Yu Darvish on Twitter. Yu Darvish has one of the most masked ERAs in all of baseball. Yu Darvish has a 4.03 ERA, But I'm telling you, so many of that of those earned runs are not from him himself. It's from runners that he inherits. Whether that's due to because of pitch count. I mean, take a look at his whip. He's top 25 in whip. Yu Darvish has been so good for the San Diego Padres this year. That's awful, Sky. That's awful, Sky. Jasonic, it seems like you're new to the channel, man. I hope you subscribe, join the Hogwatch, my guy. But I'm telling y'all. Number one is Joe Musgrove. If we are in a game two, who are you giving the ball to? Because if you're just looking at ERAs, I know that you don't know baseball. If the Padres are in a game two situation after no-no Joe gets the ball in game one, I think it's pretty clear right now that Joe would get the ball in game one. Who would you be giving the ball to in game two? It's Yu Darvish. He's a horse. He gets it done. He's been efficient. It's Yu Darvish. But you look at that ERA and you're like, what do you mean, Hog? But I'm telling you, it's Yu Darvish, and then it's probably Mackenzie Gore. But here it is, everybody. We take a look at the San Diego Padres schedule. It ain't getting prettier, I'll tell you that. It ain't getting prettier until it gets worse. I'll tell you that. We take a look at the San Diego Padres schedule. They got 4 in Milwaukee, 3 at home against the Mets, who are one of the best teams, if not the best team in baseball. That's our next 7 games, right? We are 3-6 right now in our last 9. This is where we are going to learn it again. If I'm lagging a little bit on stream, I do apologize. I am uploading my post-game recap already so I can post it immediately. But let's be real, everybody. Let's be real right now, okay? This stretch is proving to be a huge point right now in this Padres season. We are going to learn a ton about this team right now. A ton about this team. Look at this. 4 in Milwaukee. 3 at home against the Mets. And then you host the Rockies for 3, who are probably a 500 team this year. You have to go to Wrigley. You have to go to Coors. The Diamondbacks are a good offense. You host the Phillies. It just doesn't get easier for the San Diego Padres. This is a moment of their season where we are going to learn a ton about this baseball team. We are going to learn everything about this baseball team very, very, very soon. And the question is to AJ Preller, can he hold out another month? Can this offense hold out another month? That's the biggest question. And I don't know right now. Do y'all have any questions live, chat? Do we have any questions for the Hogster? Any questions from the live stream? I'm more than happy to be a resource for you guys. Again, I know you guys want the Hog energy. I know you guys want me to be jumping up and down and excited. But I'm telling you right now, guys, I'm not going to be somebody I'm not. This is not fun right now. I am not having a good time. I know Wardy New York Mets, for example, is a Mets YouTuber, and the dude has lit streams every night. It's because the team is lit every single night. They're having a magical year. There is no excuse. Again, talking about everything right now. There is no excuse for this team to not be in the postseason. No excuse. Thank you, Don Kim, for the great thumbnail compliment. I hope you subscribe and join the Hogwatch. My fellow Padres fans, if you're new to the channel, I know 60% of the people who watch me are not subscribed. We have 26 subs to go until 4,000. By the way, everybody, Kasim Osgood, Chargers legend, joined Lorenzo Neal and I today on our podcast. We'll be uploading to that later today. Sneak peek. Sean Merriman coming on the Hogwatch next week with Lorenzo Neal. Shh. We got you guys. We're coming this year. But I'm telling you, this is it. The Padres lose an absolute heartbreaker. Does anybody have any other questions for Hog before we wrap it up? Jacob says, Hog, what do you think lineup at the end of the deadline? Grish, Tatis, Machado, Voit, Haas, Wilson, Contreras, Profar, Kyle Lewis, and Jake Cronenworth? Yeah, that sounds a lot better. And my thing is, Jacob, is that is so realistic too. That is such a realistic lineup. We talk about situations like this. At what point can AJ Preller just say, F it, we'll give up some prospects? That's literally adding two guys into this lineup in addition to Tatis. Getting Kyle Lewis, getting Wilson Contreras. Getting Wilson Contreras will probably cost you a top 10 prospect. I know he's a rental. Excuse me. Is he a rental? He is a rental. He's going to cost you a top 10 prospect. Whether that's Esteban Ruiz, who gives a shit? We've proven that we cannot develop anybody. Okay? Trade for Contreras. Trade for Kyle Lewis. Who cares? And get it done. And just get it done. And one more question. AJ Preller, I know you're watching in Cancun. What benefit does it have having Luis Campusano in AAA? What more does it give us? What benefit does having Luis Campusano in AAA do for this baseball team right now? He does nothing. He does absolutely nothing. Padres fans, I think I'm going to be streaming later tonight. I'm going to do a more prepared rant session, okay? So, I'll see you guys later tonight. I want to stream tonight. I want to stream tonight. I want to get everybody in here and we can all have a chat. I want to open this up to the Padres Discord. Let's do a Padres vent session tonight. Would you guys be down to do that? Well, I'm sure we'll have many more of y'all on the stream. But would you guys be down to do a Padres vent session in the Discord? I mean, on YouTube, but people can get into the Discord. We'll do a Padres vent session. I'm more than down to do it. Let me know, chat. We got no money. The question is, are they going to go over the CBT? Hey, Glick, you want to join? Glick, you want to join the Padres vent session tonight, man? Brutal. Oh, chat. Brutal. Let's talk tonight, everybody. Take care. I'll see you guys soon. Peace out.